This is Dr. Mejia, the GM for the patient Kathleen Sable, medical records 154741, date of birth 8/25/1947. Referring physician, Dr. Partner Hernandez, procedure performed BGD, secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure July 26, 2024. Indication, hysterosophageal ulcer, hysterosophageal cancer, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, possible short segment of varus, about 1 centimeter. Here, number 2, anastomosis, status post anastomosis, due to prior history of resection, hysterosophageal cancer. Number 3, polyp in the fundus of the stomach. Number 4, diffuse gastritis, per paragraph. Tefal insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complication on immediate medication as promotion, anesthesia care, per paragraph. Operosius for EGD template, per paragraph. Findings, oropharynx, apianoma, per paragraph. Esophagus, GE junction is noted somewhere around 26 to 28 centimeters from the incisors, and anastomosis is noted around 29 to 30 centimeters from the incisors, period. There's a 1.5 to 1 centimeter circumferential salmon colon mucosa at the G junction, consistent with possible varus, biopsies taking all four quadrants, per paragraph. Stomach, there's diminished polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsies taken. There's effuse erythema at the stomach antrum, biopsies taken from antrum of body radiation pylori, per paragraph, to duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports, number 2 on inflammations, number 3 avoid NSAIDs, number 4 continue PPIs. Next number, further recommendations will be based on pathology reports, period.